the representative of Lithuania to address the ministerial conference.
Mr. Chairman, ministers, distinguished representatives of member countries and observers, ladies and gentlemen. First of all, I would like to express our sincere gratitude to the government of Kenya for hosting this ministerial conference. Thanks to Kenyan people for great hospitality. I would also like warmly welcome Kazakhstan and Seychelles participating for the first time after their accession in the WTO ministerial conference. Congratulations to Afghanistan and Liberia on their accessions. While today in Nairobi we are still struggling for the meaningful outcome of the negotiations, we need to underline the importance of the WTO as a guardian of the global trade system. The stability and predictability provided by the well-functioning multilateral trading system deserve more application, and it should not be taken as granted. Responding to the WTO, respecting the WTO rules and implementing the WTO commitments, in particular by key players in the world trade, is therefore essential. 2 years ago in Bali, the WTO members succeeded to reach the trade facilitation agreement. Its full implementation could provide more benefits for the world trade than possible outcome of NAMA and agricultural tariff negotiations combined. It's crucial for the credibility of the WTO not only to negotiate new agreements, but also bring them into the work. Therefore, I would like to call upon all the WTO members who have not yet ratified the trade facilitation agreement to intensify their internal procedures for this agreement to come into force. Another significant achievement we reached just yesterday, the expansion of the information technology agreement. The original and expanded ATA combined will cover a total of 18% of all trade in goods. It will have a major impact on all the WTO members, including the developing and least developed countries. It also confirms how important it is to make WTO agreements up to date. Looking into the future and in the current negotiations agenda, we need to make sure that major trade distortions are eliminated. On the other hand, all traders should contribute according to their role in global economy. I would like to underline that export subsidies are not the only trade distortive measure in the area of export competition in agriculture. We have to deal with export credits, food aid, and state trading enterprises with the same ambition. And finally, we strongly believe that the WTO will remain the place where international trade rules are created. Therefore, we have to make sure that WTO responds to trade realities. Let's stay commitment for the tangible results. Thank you. Asante sana.
Thank you very much.